Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Jake Carter here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Especially in a world dominated by likes, shares, and endless scrolling. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up with the highlight reels of other people's lives? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly everyone seems happier, more successful, and way more interesting than you are? Well, let me tell you, social media can do some serious damage to our mental health. And trust me, I'm not here to preach or judge. I'm just a dude who's learned a thing or two about the pitfalls of constantly comparing myself to perfectly curated online personas. Today, we're diving deep into the impact of social media on our mental well-being. We'll break down some key takeaways, share a real-life story that might hit a little too close to home, and ultimately equip you with the tools to reclaim your sanity in this digital age. First things first, let's talk about comparisonitis, the sneaky monster lurking behind those envy-inducing posts. Social media often presents an unrealistic picture of perfection, leading us to constantly compare ourselves to others. You start thinking, wow, Sarah just booked a trip to Bali, or John's company is booming, and suddenly your own life feels lackluster in comparison. This constant comparison game fuels feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and low self-esteem. Next up, we have the phenomenon of FOMO, the fear of missing out. That nagging feeling that everyone else is having a blast while you're stuck at work or binge-watching Netflix? Yeah, that's FOMO. Social media amplifies this feeling by bombarding us with images and updates about exciting events, parties, and adventures. It creates a sense of urgency and pressure to be constantly connected and involved, leading to stress and exhaustion. Then there's the issue of cyberbullying, the dark side of social media that can have devastating consequences for our mental health. Sadly, online platforms can become breeding grounds for harassment, hate speech, and cruelty. Being subjected to constant negativity and insults can lead to feelings of isolation, depression, and anxiety. It's crucial to remember that what you see online isn't always reality, and it's important to cultivate a healthy sense of skepticism. Speaking of reality, let's talk about the impact of social media on our sleep patterns. That blue light emitted from our phones and tablets can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. When we're sleep-deprived, our mood suffers, our cognitive function declines, and we become more susceptible to stress and anxiety. Finally, remember that social media is designed to be addictive. The constant stream of notifications, likes, and comments triggers dopamine release in our brains, creating a cycle of craving and reward. This can lead to excessive use, dependence, and ultimately, negative consequences for our mental health. Okay, let's bring this into the real world. Imagine this, you're scrolling through Instagram, checking out everyone's seemingly perfect vacation photos, gourmet meals, and career triumphs. You start feeling a knot in your stomach, questioning your own choices and accomplishments. You might even find yourself comparing your life to these online personas, leading to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction. Sound familiar? This is exactly the kind of trap social media can set for us. Remember, folks, you're not alone in this journey. Social media has a powerful impact on our mental well-being, but we have the power to reclaim our sanity. By being mindful of our usage, setting boundaries, and focusing on real-life connections, we can navigate this digital landscape without losing ourselves in the process. So, what's the takeaway here? Well, it's simple. Be conscious of your social media consumption, prioritize your mental health, and remember that real life is happening offline too. Take a break from the endless scrolling. Connect with friends and family face to face. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. And most importantly, be kind to yourself, both online and off. You deserve it. Ready for your next dose of inspiration? Share this episode with a friend who could use some guidance on navigating the social media jungle. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and follow us for daily doses of real-life recovery tips. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.